To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's a great start to a song, too.
It is.
Money, the cash register. Yeah.
Well, money plays in all these things, as we've talked about. All right, welcome back. It's a midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. It is Wideout Wednesday. Jason Avant with us here. All right, we wanted to get Jason's thoughts on something Cam Jurgens said, but we do have to talk about this, Hugh, because I saw this, and I would be remiss if we didn't bring it up on the air. So I'm going to tell you what I'm reading here. I'll read it to you, the report from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, and then we'll get to our takeaway on this. So Jeremy Fowler and Dan Graziano from ESPN, they're insiders. They break news pretty often around the NFL, and they write a weekly kind of what we're hearing column, buzz, Hugh, around the NFL, what is being talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in today's notes column. Quote, some people around the league were starting to think the Eagles might draft a quarterback high in 2026, even before Jalen Hurts' four-interception performance Monday. The prediction from those folks, Roseman snags a passer on day two, allowing Hurts to serve as the starter in 2026 while having a future starter to develop. And then the quote, inside the quote, the Eagles will do to Jalen what they did to Carson Wentz, end quote, one industry source predicted. Hugh, your reaction to what is now being talked about in the NFL that the Eagles are, look, they could draft a quarterback high.
What's that John Legend song, Give Me the Green Light?
Mm.
The Green Light. Jason, what I'm talking about, they got the green light. They've gotten the green light. This is the entity that is the NFL. This is the machine. You know, there's been rumblings all for the last couple of seasons of Jalen and where he is, and you know, the fact that the other night kind of validates that for people. That's why for me, I feel like Jalen's going to rise to the occasion. He's been in one of these situations before. So I feel like he's going to come out and he's going to play well Sunday.
Jason, it feels to me that, I know we discussed it today, the backup quarterback and Tanner McKee in the next four games. It does feel to me after I read that he's playing for the rest of his career here the next 4 weeks, right? If he plays well and they go on a run again, that probably doesn't happen as much as it's the way it's being written right now. They struggle. That feels like it's probably on the table.
Yeah, I think every position is like this. I don't know why the quarterback is the one that doesn't get this scrutiny and get this type of pressure. Because,
yep.
You know, when I played, you know, they brought Amendola in here. They brought Steve Smith in here. They brought a bunch of guys in here in order to be the third receiver. That happens, right? So for the quarterback, it's just, oh, man, you can't do that because the quarterback's feeling is too sensitive. So
they're
what?
They're super
I like
sensitive.
This. See, that's right.
We
Who
have
cares?
To figure out like how to, you know, and Jalen is built for it because he did it in Alabama. So if anybody can handle it, it'll be Jalen. It probably inspires him to play better. So I think you do whatever you can in order to make the team better, despite anyone's feelings. I think that's the only way you can run an organization, and the best man wins.
I totally agree. And I think that because it's here and because it's how Jalen got here, I think there's going to be an emotional reaction if it happens. Like they're replacing him the way Jalen replaced Carson. But I mean, once in a while, it does go the other way. I mean, Hugh, the Packers drafted Jordan Love. Well, they did it twice, right?
Yeah,
But they got good play out of Favre for a couple years before they made the switch. And they got Aaron Rodgers, I think, won two more MVPs after Jordan Love was drafted. So if I had a guess right now, Hugh, I would think they're probably going to draft a quarterback relatively high. But it could end up where Jalen still is the quarterback and plays well here for a while.
You know what's funny? It's like Jason was saying, the quarterback position is the only one where people get up in arms.
I remember when
Big Red drafted Derek Burgess, and he called me right after he drafted me, and he said Hugh, I just want you to know, I didn't draft him to take your position. I said, yeah, you did, coach. I said, it's cool. I was like, because I knew, like, when we got in the camp, initially I was like, I ain't worried about Derrick. But when I saw him, yeah, I was like, oh, snap.
D-Birds is looking like a missile.
You know what I mean? D-Birds was like, hey. I was like, well, hell. And I remember I never let him get on the field. Like, when I be out there and they say, hey, you take a blow. Nah. I'm going to go ahead and ride this one out.
I'm good.
But no, that's the reality. That's the reality for everybody else.
But the quarterback.
Because the quarterback, the one that gets to eat dinner, I mean for real dinner, not them TV dinners that everybody else eat, he gets to eat with the owner. He gets to go to the basketball game and sit courtside with the owner. You know what I mean? He gets to fly on the private jet. Nobody else gets to do that. And that's why it's different, because for everybody else, the writing's on the wall, and we rise to the occasion because that's the way we've been built. But the quarterback has been coddled his whole career, especially when he's that dude. So, yeah, if you draft a quarterback, it's going to be – we're always talking about Carson Wentz. It's going to be the same thing. Carson's going to go in office, and I don't know if he did this for real, but I assume he did, and ask, what the hell are you doing? I want out. Like, that's normally what happens. Remember, it was a few years ago. I think you were still in college. He played for Denver. He was a quarterback for Denver. Can't think of his name. Jay Cutler.
Oh, Cutler, yeah.
Cutler. They brought in another quarterback. When he was the quarterback of the Denver Broncos, he had a whole hissy fit, and they had to trade him to the Bears.
Yeah,
that's what usually happens. So,
well, you find out how they're built.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, Jalen's built right. for it. Yeah. But I think that even if you draft one, there's only one or two things going to happen. We've seen it happen in the past, but this is different. So he might ask for a trade.
But and the thing is that Jalen is he's such a mystery. That he can come out and have perfect quarterback rating in the next four games.
Well, this year he's had a perfect quarterback rating and a five turnover game, right? The same season.
Like, you just don't know. So you will have that where he can go out and play well, and you have these games where he doesn't. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I know that the teams that they're playing are inferior, but again, I thought that if you just look at the Chargers roster without their two tackles, I thought their Eagles roster was superior to the Chargers too.
I agree.
So that happens, you know. So
it does. All right, let's look forward before we go back to the phones on the next four games. So I agree with you. They should be an advantage at least in three of the games, right? They play the Raiders this week. They go to Washington. They go to Buffalo, and then they get the Commanders here in the final game of the season. I don't know if Daniels is going to play. He's back last week, but then he got hurt again, and it's just been a weird season for them. So maybe they shut him down. But even if he plays. How do you envision these last four games, Jason? Because we're at a point now, they've kind of lost their margin for error, right?
Yeah.
I don't think we can count on the Cowboys to lose again. They might. They probably will lose one. But let's say the Cowboys win out and the Eagles have to win three out of four. Do you feel they're going to do that?
Yeah, I feel they'll win three out of four. I think they'll struggle at Buffalo. But I think they'll win three out of four, no problem. But here's the thing. I think they'll fool us. Mm. I think all of us are going to get excited.
Oh, playoffs
Eagles,
are here.
The
they're
playoffs
back.
Are here. They're back. And then the same problems kind of arise.
Yeah, that's what we hope
for. I think it's just kind of fool's gold.
Yeah, and that might be. And then those seasons happen. We'll see. But they win three out of four. They will be in the postseason. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Hey, Dream Team. How y'all doing today?
Will, what's up?
All right. Quick up questions for Big Play Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you something, bro. You can read defense, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're pretty good with, you know, as far as formations are and the offense and everything, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know you're a receiver and everything, right? So my thing is this, right? How do you feel about play calling?
How do I feel about play calling?
As in the Eagles play calling this season? Is that what you're referencing?
I mean, yeah, pretty much.
So here's the thing. Like, I think that play calling is actually getting better. As the season is going on, I actually think the play calling is getting better. Do I like the frequency and the way things work at times? Like, for an example, Saquon dominates the first half, 16 yards, 16 rushes. Second half, he gets four carries. That's not good, right?
What?
They get the ball down to the 2 yard line. We want to turn into the Jets, where it's freaking shotgun formation, and we don't want to tush push.
Attack.
right? So though, and then we run a sprint left, like who with a right hand quarterback? We're in sprint left the next play, right? So though that sequence of plays, that was bad play calling. But what I will attribute that to is that that's going to happen in games where the defense coordinator, offense coordinator, whoever it is, they're going to win some of those, right? But so I think the play calling is getting better. We've seen more motion these last few games. We've seen AJ in different spot catching different types of passes over that time, and the Eagles have had guys open. So overall this year, the play calling hadn't been the greatest, but I think it's actually getting better. Does that make sense?
That do make sense.
Now, I would love for them to change their frequency and not abandon the run in the overtime period when they're treating it like, you know, it's a 2-minute drill rather than overtime.
Right. But you know what? And I like what you said. And you know what? It can be different if you're behind the helm and you got the headset on.
Oh, you're trying to. You're trying to
get Josh.
I get where he's going with that.
Yeah, no headset for me.
No.
They can't pay me enough. I got small kids.
That's a long day, man.
Real good phone call, man. I was wondering where his ankle was. You like this? You like that? He wants you to call the plays. All right. Let's hear from Cam Jurgens. Curious your thoughts on this, Jason. This was we're gonna play two things. One after the game, and then he kind of reset it again in a different way last night in the players' lounge with Hugh and Ike and Elliot. Because he seemed to talk about how maybe they were sloppy during the week, and then that comes into the game. Let's hear Cam Jurgens during.
Oh, dang.
I think we got to be clean during the week, you know, in practice, walkthrough. Everything's got to be clean, and, you know, that's going to lead to being cleaner during the game. And, you know, I don't think we're clean enough during the week.
All right, so that was after the game. Now let's hear him. Hugh, this was last night with you guys on the players' lunch. He kind of clarified what he meant, but he kind of said it in the same way again. Here's Cam last night.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you ask a question like that and it's like, hey, why do we have so many penalties and, you know, why does the operation seem different? It's like, all right, well, the only way we can work on that is during the week and being clean and walkthroughs and practice and being detailed. And, you know, I'm not saying it's sloppy, but I'm just saying that that's the only way we can work on it is during the week. And obviously, you know, if we aren't clean in the game, then we weren't clean enough during the week. And I mean, that's the only way we can go about attacking is, hey, let's be as detailed as we can, walk through in meetings, watching film. And, I mean, that's the only way to go about it. And, you know, we weren't clean enough in the game. So, I mean, that correlates directly to, you know, walkthroughs and film and during the week.
What's your thought on this? Comes up a lot.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Like the penalties, well, we're sloppy in practice, we're sloppy in the game. Do you think that's how it really works? Or is like a holding, like when Mailata gets called for a hold, is it just, you know, the heat of the moment? Like he just pulls the guy because he got beat. What do you think about penalties and versus practice versus the actual game?
I think it's habits, right? So if you go full speed in practice and you do things right in practice, it normally carries over into the game. And at the same time, like we're constantly yelling at the DBs at receivers because we're like, dude, stop holding.
Right.
Because in the game you're gonna get called for holding. Like you're in position in practice and the coaches think you're doing good, but you're gonna get exposed in the game. And it's the same way with the offensive linemen. And Hugh at some point probably did a scout team rep or something, and the offensive line is holding you, and you're like, dude, you're gonna get called for holding in the game. Dude.
You're constantly trying to improve everybody. You know what I mean? And you're right, I have. You're out there, And there are certain looks that you want to give that the potential opposition is giving. You know, like certain pass rush and stuff. I remember when Brian B. West was being Marshall Faulk one day. And Jim was like, hey, you need to hit every time Brian goes out in the flat, you need to hit him. And we did that every play so much that Brian got mad. Like, he got mad and started cursing. He was like, bump that. Because Jim wanted us to put a hat. He wanted us to reroute Marshall Faulk.
Of course, yeah.
So in order to do that, it's repetition. And a lot of times, if we didn't do it, we ran the play over. So there's some truth to what Cam was saying. I don't know. I'm not at practice. Yeah. I don't know what's being said. I don't know how it's being ran. But normally, if you're paying attention to detail, and if there's something that you're not doing, if you're not running the crisp routes or whatever, if you're holding, you got to do that rep again. Mm. And the coach is mad because now you got to do that because you're on a time limit, right?
We're wasting time here.
Yeah, you got to do that rep. Mm-hmm. And then you taking away from somebody else's rep.
I will say offensively, I always think that practice is a farce. The reason I say offensively, because they're always trying to impress the coach, right? The coordinators are trying to scheme up like the perfect call for the quarterback. Hey, throw it right here. And they're giving him the answers to the test in practice rather than mixing up what the other what the defense is going to do on Sunday and seeing how it plays out.
He just confirmed what I always thought about offense.
So scripted. Offensively, it's scripted so the quarterback can look good. But when you get to the game and you've been giving him the answers and now he has to figure out himself, you put him at a disadvantage rather than it looking bad at practice at times, but it ended up being more realistic looks.
It's like helping the kid with their homework, and then they get into school by themselves, and they don't know what the heck they're doing.
Yeah, I always wondered, because it's like we used to, in practice, when you're on scout team, like, no, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to do this. Do it like the player's drawing up. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, do it like the player. Like the player doesn't have a brain.
Right.
Like, you know, like the thing is, if you're taking away the outside, any player's going to be like, oh, I'm going to try to go inside this time.
Yeah.
You know, so, no, stay outside, Jason. Like, okay.
Yeah, I can imagine.
He's going to do that in the game, for sure, coach, yeah.
I can imagine Hugh got in trouble for freelancing during all times.
I used to freelance during our periods.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you said Jim used to yell at you all the time.
All the time. Yeah. All the time.
Let's go to Eric in California. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Eric. Hey, what's up?
I do want to begin my call by saying I stand with the accountability bunny.
The accountability?
It's the positivity bunny.
The accountability bunny.
Now, Hugh just changed the name and butchered the whole thing.
First of all,
keeping accountable?
Let me say this. If you got to bring in a big bunny into your facility,
you're in trouble.
There's some stuff going wrong.
You're in trouble.
You know, after the fact, now everybody says about it. It was weird.
No. When they did it the first time, I'm like, boy, they need a kumbaya coming.
They need Jesus. Yeah.
The group chat was blowing up. Season's over as soon as I saw that. Eric, go ahead.
Okay. So given that Mr. Avanster, I have the following question. When I saw that first play of the game, Jalen tries to launch it to AJ, and AJ comes up a little short. I think if Devontae's running the route, that little guy projects himself like you threw that pin at Hugh the other day, and he makes that catch. do you agree, Jason?
Well, Devontae has a better work ethic than AJ Brown, and that right there you can see it. Like, there's a couple plays in that game, and I'm not trying to put them two against each other at all. I'm not trying to pit them two against each other. Is that, yes, will Devontae have dove for that ball? Will he have caught it? Maybe not, but I know he's going to give me max effort on that play. I'll give you – it was a 3rd-and-7 we had. It was a 0 blitz. They threw a bubble route to Devontae Smith. Devontae Smith got blew up. A.J. Brown just threw a shoulder into his guy rather than stalk blocking him. And if he had made that block, they would have got the first down. They ran the same exact play to Dallas Goedert on the right side with Devontae Smith blocking. Devontae Smith blocked like his life was on the line, and they came up just 1 yard short of the first down and ended up converting it the next down. Right? So that mentality is what we're looking for. You can't just have the mentality of get me the ball. You got to be a competitor in all aspects of the game. Be a competitor when it's time to stalk block for your teammate. Be a competitor when it's time to go in and dig out Derwin James. Be a competitor in all those aspects of the game, and it'll carry over in the moments where the game is online.
I'm ready to go in. Yeah. I know it blows my mind because you see several instances of him not going out committing. You go, if you're going to talk throughout the week and go on podcast, hey, give me the ball, and then they do it, you need to carry up your end of the bargain, is what I would say.
Exactly.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of ironic. I thought that was kind of ironic that you had like you had some of the miscues that he had, and you were quick to point Jalen out as far as well, you didn't point Jalen out. You let your frustration
be known.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you're not, somebody could point out that you're not running hard routes, you're not doing certain things that you need to be doing. It's kind of ironic.
Here's the silver lining with that. Is that when you make when everything is everyone else in your mind, and then you start making those same mistakes, now it brings you back closer to the group.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's been in a mindset where I'm outside of the group. But now the earnest is on you, and you're starting to get that heat, and you're the one that's looking bad. Now it caused you to come back to connection with the people that, I'm capable of making those mistakes too. So now I have some commonality with the people that I've been, estranged from.
Yeah, I mean, when you add in the blocking that you're talking about, the drops, it was one of the worst games he's played in a long time. I know he had, 100 yards, 99, but he didn't play well.
He had some yards.
Yeah,
he had some yards.
But he didn't play. I mean, when you add it all together, it just didn't feel to me like he played very well in the football game. Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. Hey, Terrence.
Hujo, Kyle, Jason, what's up, man?
Terrence, what's up, buddy?
Guys, right now at this time, I would not go to Tanner McKee. I would give Jalen Hurts this next game. And maybe the Washington game. But we all have to pump our brakes. I know everybody's saying that this Raiders game is a gimme game. Last time I checked, we lost to a 2-win Giants team. And right now I think every NFL team smells blood in the water, and they're going to give us their best game. I believe Washington still has a sour taste in their mouth from the playoffs last year. They're going to try to play spoiler to our playoffs and our division standings. And Buffalo, too. None of these games are gimme. But the thing is, Jalen Hurts deserves some grace. He gave us a Super Bowl. He gave us 2 NFC championships. He deserves some grace, guys. This is the perfect opportunity for Jalen Hurts to step up in the next couple of games, because these teams are going to give Jalen Hurts everything they got. They smell blood in this team, and they're going to keep – I don't know what these defenses are doing to him, but they're going to keep doing it. And it's up to Jalen Hurts to come out of this. Man, he deserves the thing to come out of this. But I want to say one key thing, guys, that might put out a crucial point. They won a Super Bowl, right? Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. These guys are all still young. This is the first time these guys were at the mountaintop. And I don't think this is a learning process for them. Being at the top, Mahomes had Andy Reid. Brady had Belichick. So Nick Sirianni's young, man. I believe he's having problems. He's having problems trying to correct things. He's having problems bringing in these offensive coordinators. And these guys are still learning how to handle success. And that's the problem with AJ. That's the problem with Jalen. I see AJ got another commercial out. But are you putting in the work? Are you putting in the work during these practices, during these meetings? Because during the Hard Knocks, when I saw the Dallas Cowboys, they looked like camaraderie. I saw chemistry. I saw Dak in there with his guys. Talking.
Yeah, I felt that too, Terrence.
Well,
it's a TV show. Yeah, but it's kind of certain way. Terrence, we appreciate the phone call. All right, before we say goodbye to Jason until next week, Jason, I need your thought on this. I think Phil Rivers was drafted, 1 or 2 years before you? He's coming back. He's going to play for the Colts. Well, your thought on right Rivers, now. 5 years out of the league coming back?
Well, Philip can always spin it, right? Yeah. So, and I'm pretty sure he still can spin it better than most. And the quarterback, they don't allow you to get touched anyway, especially a dude that can't run. They're going to protect him. It's like, they're going to look after him just like an elderly person with a walker going down the street. Everyone is like attentive to him. So the official's going to do that to him. But I think it's exciting because I love the way, he's mic'd up. I love hearing Philip Rivers talk trash. So I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully he does well. But my guess will be he'll be on a walker in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They're going to put that
44 years old. It is wild stuff. Jason, man, we appreciate you hopping on. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Yeah, great seeing you guys. Thanks.
Always great hanging out with Jason Avant. Wide Out Wednesday with Jason Avant was brought to you by Walnut Street Smiles and Chestnut Dental Studio, part of the Dudat Dental Group, official dentist of the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, Nick Sirianni spoke to the media today. I'm sure he was asked about the quarterback situation. We'll let you hear that next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the number one sports book for same-game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live all in one easy-to-use app. And right now is the perfect time to join because new customers get $150 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.